the message today. And I think today's message is, I'm just going to go with it. Because so much of what I put on this screen today is my life. And it's just me, and it's how I feel about the importance of family. Okay? I didn't grow up in what we'd call a good family, a good stable home. Mama cheated on daddy, daddy cheated on mama. You know, hell raising going on, the fussing, the cussing, the fighting, the mess. That was home for me in Rockingham, 109 River Road, Rockingham, North Carolina, 28379. I was probably 7, 8, 9 years old before I knew this road was River Road. I've told you before, because at the beginning of my road, there was this yellow sign. It said Dead End. I thought that was the name of a street. I wasn't very bright. Y'all probably still, boy, ain't come a long way either since. If you come see me in my office, if you wander around my office where I study, if you look around, there's a Dead End sign sitting in that office on one wall. Reminds me of where I came from. I'm not there anymore. God's blessed me. God's been good to me. So I want to talk to you about family. Don't give up hope on your family. Also, don't think you can't be a great dad or a great mom or family. You can't have a good family just because you came from where you came from. You and Jesus can do great things together. I'm telling you that right now. If you'll listen to Him, He'll take you places. So let's talk about it from that perspective today. Give your best. Today, how can I be my very best in my personal relationships? We looked at that on the last time. Now, last week was Memorial Day weekend. We talked about America. But a couple of weeks ago, I talked about personal relationships. Well, don't forget those people in your family are people, okay? And so we want to give the people in our family our best also. So a quick review. This is something I've had for years that I've came up with. And God blessed me to have it. Bless, speak up, edify, build up, sacrifice, give up, and touch, step up. This is one of the best ways. We've talked about it before. How can I give my very best to others, but also to my family? Speak upwards, build them up, sacrifice, give up to your family, and also step up. Be somebody that takes that step towards your family member, not always back this way. If you want to hug me, I'm over here. Are y'all awake or not? You know, if you want a kiss, come give me one because I'm down the hall. How about get your tail up and walk? Say, how about be the person that wants to have the good family? Well, I wasn't raised that way. Well, that's what I'm talking about. You don't have to be what you've always been. You can be better. Did you hear me? Yes or no? If you want something good, especially family, you're going to have to go after it. And you've got to make this happen, baby. Now, God's going to help you because He's all about the family. So He's all with you on doing this. So, but don't forget what we talked about so far. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? So give them your what? Best. And don't forget that. That little best thing. That's not too hard to remember. Now, today, here we go. Here we go. Come on. Come on. Give family your best. Say that with me. Give family your best. How can I do that? Well, I have a few words I'd like to share with you. Give family your best. Here we go. We're rolling, Raj. How can I be my very best for my family? How can I be my very best for my family? And I was talking to Buck and Rena. They recently got married, what, a week ago? Let's thank the Lord for that. That's awesome. Come on. You didn't know you were going to get all this like love, did you? Got all the love. I met him a few weeks ago, a month or two ago. I know he knows Kim. Both of y'all know Kim. But I met him at Taco Bell. And he and I both go to Taco Bell for one reason. You know what the reason is? It's cheap. That's right. And we like tacos. Hey, come on. Hey, what's up with that? Anyway, give family your best. Give family your best. Okay? Personal relationships. How can I do this? So whether you've been at family a long time or you're like Buck and Rena just starting out here, let's give it our best. Are y'all with me so far? Have I lost you? Now let's focus. Here we go. Come on. Now, do I need to watch my what? P's and Q's? You've heard say, watch your P's and Q's? Well, I'm going to help you today. No, here's what we're going to do today. You need to watch your P's and R's. Say that with me. P's and R's. One more time. P's
and R's. My little words today are going to be P's and some R's. Some P's and some R's today on how can I give family my best. And maybe you can remember it. Here we go. Let's go, Raj. We got to roll. Number one, give family my best. Say that word with me. Passion. Can we have a little passion, though? How about, here we go. Passion. Are y'all okay? One more time. Passion. You got to have passion. You got to believe it. You got to want it. Are you hearing me? You're not going to have the best family. Oh, whatever. We got ball players all over this morning. Wide receiver right to my right. Is that right? Wave at me. There you go. He's also a pretty good kicker. Quarterback over here at a college on my front left. Track coach back here. Wave at me, coach. Got coaches, people all over here this morning. Same thing. Am I talking the truth here? Say. Coaches, guys, ball players, if you want it, you got to have what? Say it with me. Passion! Why in the world would I care more about a ball game than I do my wife and my young'uns? Are y'all listening to me? Lost our minds we have. Listen, have passion. Help me, Raj. Push me. Thou openest thine hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. I forget those things which are behind me, and I reach forth unto those things which are before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in who? Christ Jesus. Passion. Passion. God wants you to have a good family. This is God's goal for you. This is God's best for you, but you've got to believe it. Say, I got to believe it. Come on. I got to what? And I got to want it. Say that. I got to what? I gotta want it. Guys, and I know what it is to be jaded. I know what it is to be hurt. I know what it is to feel like throwing in the towel. I know what it feels like to do that. And you can do that. But do you care about you? Can you care about you and your happiness and your future and the future of others? I mean, my goodness, your wife, your young'uns, your family. Come on. If I can't get you passionate about this, I mean, we're running the whole truck off the bridge here. You hear what I'm saying? This is the most important thing. Are y'all listening today? It's got to take passion. 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 You got to want it. Okay? If you don't want to care about your family, guess what? You ain't. And you know what? Don't come to me. I don't want to hear the excuses why you don't. Why would I want to hear that? Yeah, I just don't want to have family because, you know, my family, they just, well, I don't care anymore. So, well, okay. Have a great life. Don't expect to get a Mother's Day card. Are you hearing me? Say. Can I get an amen from somebody? Come on. Yeah, good, good. So, passion, you've got to what? Want it, baby. Want it. Here's our word. Be realistic, though. Be realistic. Be realistic. Be realistic. It's okay. You got to have passion, but you got to realize, listen, you might not get this overnight. Are y'all hearing me? Might not come overnight, but be realistic. Have realistic goals, but you still got to have that passion. Okay? Let's keep moving. Number two, just some words. Give family your best. Keep moving, Rod. Number two, say that with me. Purpose. One more. Purpose. Let's just go with it. But this I say, he which sows what? Shall reap what? You put a little into your family, you're going to get a little out. Y'all hearing me? You spend a little time with the children, don't be surprised if they grow up to be hellions. You hearing me or not? Yeah, love is spelled, we've said it many times, T-I-M-E. Love is called what? Time. Okay, listen. Put some time into it. Realize this is purpose. There's purpose in building your family and caring for your... But if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. He which sows what? Bountifully shall reap what? Great rewards. And guys, I look at the audience. I know I've been through pain. Many of you guys, I look at your faces. A lot of pain out there. Some family pain. I know that. Guys, I can't go back and you can't either go rewrite. You can't rewrite the past. I can't do that. I can't remake it. But today is Sunday, June 1st, 2014. Why not get your head in the game and want to move forward, want to do better with your family? Did you hear what I'm saying to you? instead of right now just getting bogged down with all the failures that you've had, why don't you say, I want to do better. I want to be better. Realize there's purpose in making that commitment. Every man according as he what? Purposes in his heart, so let him what? Give. Now it's talking about finances, but it's talking about also effort. We ought to give as we purpose in our heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. If you're in your family, or you're just there for, you're there with the kids just because you're there with the kids, I gotta be here. Is that giving your best? Yes or no? Say. Come on, guys. Do you think God loves children? Yes or no? Ha! Are you kidding me? He'll take you out, you mistreat children. That's my prayer that He does that to you. You listening? Yes or no? That's what He says. Jesus said, it's better a millstone put around your neck and you buried in the depths of the sea than you offend a little one. Did He say that or not? He said it. I feel the same like He does. Amen. Oh, hey, that's me. Amen. I've been watching The Little Rascals with Danny and Abby. So now I'm talking like buckwheat. And yesterday, Danny's in the bathtub, in a little boat. It's like a little bathtub out in the yard thing. We put water in it and they play. And I said, who are you, Danny? She said, I'm Porky. Hey, that's crazy. But are those kids worth time? Do I need to sit and watch Little Rascals? No. Did I enjoy watching Little Rascals all over again? Yeah. Absolutely. Come on. How many thinks I'm a nut? It's okay. So let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a what? See, God loves that you're going to give to your family. God loves that you're going to purpose in your heart to make that effort. God is so with you, it ain't even funny. He's like, absolutely, I'm going to bless you for loving your wife, loving your husbands, loving your kids. I'm going to just pour out blessing on you because you're purposing in your heart and you're doing it cheerfully, and I'm going to join with you. You understand? Why not believe that way? Why not think that way? Are y'all listening so far? You're worrying me today, though. And God is what? Say that with me a little louder. And God is to make all grace abound towards you. I can have a good family. I can be happy. Why can't I? Say. See, because it's a lie. I ain't being picked on. That's bull. God loves me. He wants to bless me. Do you believe that or not? Sure, I got an adversary of the devil. Sure, you got him too. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the what? World. Absolutely. God's able to do this. God's able to help me to love and be a good person when it comes to my family. That you always having all sufficiency in all things may do what? Abound in every good work. So purpose in your heart. You got it so far? Number one is passion. Passion. You've got to be passionate about your family. You got to care, man. Two, purpose. Say that with me. Do what? Do whatever it what? Say it again with me. Do what? Do what? Whatever. Because you family. Okay? Hey, sometimes that's rubbing other people the wrong way sometimes, the way you discipline your children. I don't care what you think. I want kids that know to do right and do right. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Oh, you're too tough. You're too tough. Well, you think that's going to change me? It ain't. No. Line's line. Is that what it is? Yes or no? And being obedient and being respectful to mom and dad and to other people and to be able to go to a restaurant and sit like civil human beings and not destroy the place. Is that only being reasonable here? Yes or no? Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. It ain't going to happen unless you purpose in your heart and do whatever it takes. One of the greatest men in my life was my pastor who I served with for years, but he was also my father-in-law. He's in heaven now. Dr. Wally Metz. I loved him. And
But I remember on many occasions when he'd be talking about family, and this might offend you, but he didn't care. He says, look, we're all sinners, and God gives you little savages. And it's up to you. He was old school. He said it like it was, man. He'd give you little savages to raise. It's up to you, you know, as a parent, you know, to make sure that you got a really purpose in your heart to get the job done. Amen?
So anyway, just talking a little bit about family. All right? So number one was passion. Be realistic. Number two, purpose. Be what? Ready. Be what? Be what? Be ready. Be ready, man. Be ready. There's going to be obstacles in your way. There's going to be challenges in your way. It's okay. Be ready. Be prepared. Know that this matters. This is the best fight you'll ever be in. The fight for your family. The fight to raise your young'uns, to love your wife, to love your husband. This is a great thing to do. Amen? Say. Purpose. Purpose. Be ready. Number three, just words today. But they're pretty big words. This word right here is a pretty big word right here. Say that one with me. Priority. 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 Give family your best. Well, if they're not a priority, you're not going to give them your best. Did you hear me? Yes or no? If they're not a priority, you know, if other things matter more than them, oh, God bless me, give me a good family, my family. He's going, no, I ain't. I'm not. Because you're not giving them priority. Why would I do that? I'm holy. I'm not going to do that. You got the math all wrong, dude. You want me to bless you, you got to make them a priority. Did y'all hear me today? Make family, your marriage, your children, relationships a priority. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. Is that what the Bible says? Say, read that with me. Lo, children are a what? The children that you have, that I have, they're a heritage of the who? Of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is His what? His reward. We look at our kids like they're a nuisance. Sometimes they are. Excuse me. Sometimes it is hard. But they're a heritage of the Lord. Say heritage with me. The fruit of the womb is His reward. Kids, man. Priority. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children in of you. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. That's what God's Word says. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Having family and having young'uns is something to be proud of. Did y'all hear me? No. Yes or no? Something to be proud of. Can you imagine the pride and the joy that I have as a father having my son Mitchell right there, my daughter Elise right there? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. And I don't know how long it'll last. They both have young lives. I don't know what. But all I know is today's June 1, and they were right there today. You know? That's a blessing. Isn't that a blessing? I mean, yeah, not just for me, but I mean, it's a blessing. It's worth it, guys. Are y'all hearing me? It's worth it. Priority. Be a parent first and not a what? Can y'all wake up because it's fishing to get ugly? Be a parent first and not a what? Worried about what you're going to do on Friday night. What club you going to? Are you kidding me? Where you go shelve your kids off so you can go play. Grow up! Hey, buddy, I got no room on this one, none. No wiggle room with me. None. You ain't a kid anymore. Did you hear me? You got kids! Be responsible. Make them a priority. It ain't just about you. Are y'all hearing me today? I'm going to hurt my back preaching like this. I'm getting it fixed. And the lady told me, I said, can I do stuff and hurt my back? And can I work hard between now? And she said, go ahead. It just depends on how much pain you want to put with it. She said, but you're going to take the stuff out anyway. So go ahead. So anyway, I'd rather not. Here we go.
You've heard it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit what? But I say unto you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery within his own heart. This is pretty tough language Jesus uses. You don't see him using this kind of language. Jesus only a few times uses this kind of language. I mean, he's talking limb removal here. That's some pretty serious talk when somebody starts talking to you like, I'm going to take your arms and twist them off. You know, I'm going to pluck your eyeballs out. I mean, this is pretty, like, what did you just say? So it's pretty serious. Is that right? Your family ought to be a priority. Your wife ought to be a priority. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Your husband ought to be a priority. Yeah, but I like to play. I never got to live life. I never got to enjoy this or that. What planet are you living? Are you crazy? Listen, that's your wife. This is your husband. These are your kids. You're screwed up. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just trying to say that's the God honest truth. God has a better plan for you and a better path for you, and that is the path of family. Are y'all hearing me today? Come on. Jesus said, if your right eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It's more profitable for you to that one of your members should perish and not your whole body should be cast into what? That's some pretty tough talk, isn't it? Whosoever shall receive one such little one in my name receives me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him than a millstone. That's about a 2,000-pound stone hung about your neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to the man by whom the offense comes. Wherefore, if your hand or your foot offend thee, cut them off. Cast them from thee. It's better for you to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands and two feet to be cast out into everlasting fire. Jesus just always taught love. Does this sound like love? Say, well, it is love. That's tough love. That is Jesus loving right there. And he's obviously not telling you to go out and cut things. No, he's trying to get across the point. Would you listen? Would you listen? Would you look? Can I just slap you? That's what Jesus was saying. Ah! Can you hear it? Sure. If your eye offends thee, pluck it out, cast it from thee. It's better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. He just reiterates. Take heed that you don't despise one of these what? Say it with me. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. I want you to listen to that verse one more time. That in heaven, I say unto you, in heaven, they're what? They're what? They're what? Children have what? And they're looking straight at the Father. While you offend that child. Get that in your mind. Are y'all listening? Did you just see the picture or not? Imagine an angel that's an angel over a child. That angel's looking in the face of God. And you out playing. As if there are no consequences. I'm going to tell you something. There's consequences. Are y'all hearing me today? There's consequences right here. That little guy, that little gal, they matter. Y'all hear me today? Priority. Family. Priority. The children should be your priority. And don't get me wrong. Let's pack that up. Don't get me wrong. Children need to be a priority. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's still life out there. Y'all listening, yes or no? And I've seen some parents, and I know I might get bad mail on this, but don't even start to write because I ain't going to read it. It doesn't matter. Here we go. But listen, children need to be a priority. But I've seen parents go so crazy. Their children, their children, their children, their children, their children, their children, their children. They don't have a life. They don't care about their husband, the wife. It's just crazy. There has to be balance in everything. Say balance. One more time. One more time. Listen, I never did. I ain't planning on it now. Letting the kids run my life. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? Well, I can't go anywhere because this is what the kids want to do. What the kids want. Well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. And y'all going with me. You understand? Because I'm the adult here. Hello, hello. You don't have to always do everything just for the kids. But the point is, have your kids with you. Take your kids. Make them a priority. Make them a part of your life. Am I just driving you up the wall today? Children should be a priority. Priority. 50% of girls today grow up without a what? Say it again. 50% of girls grow up without a... I often get a text from Elise thanking me for being her daddy. I'm not bragging, it's the truth. Thanking me. I got one the other day. She was at a wedding in New Orleans. And she texts me and I go, "Don't drink." And she'd be talking about something else on her little text, but always she said, "It's amazing." One of her texts, she said, "It's amazing. At the end of text, everything I say, you can always turn it around to, don't drink." You know, but the point is that after she was there, saw that family that she saw, how the wedding went and everything, and just different people in general, she took the time to text me and says, "Dad, thank you." And I don't always do this, but her text says, "Thank you for being there all the time for me and always doing the right thing and being that kind of father." That's very rewarding. Are y'all hearing me today? This is worth it, guys. 50% of girls grew up without a what? A father. Dads, I love the fact that we have quite a few men that come to Fellowship Church. A lot of churches is 30% men, 70% women, not here at Fellowship Church. I want more men, more men. Do I care about women? Absolutely. I want more women too. But we want more and more and more, more men stepping up to the plate and being the dad and taking the leadership they need to take in family. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Amen. That's a priority of mine. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. That's a priority, man. That's the way it is. Come on, God, they need a dad. And guys in the church, you might say, "Clark, my kids are already raised. You're putting me to sleep." There are kids in the church. Would you help me with my kids? Would you be there for my kids? Would you be a positive influence in my children's life? Would you reach out and love on my children? How many parents in this church would say the same thing? "Pastor, they can do that with my kids." Would you raise your hand? "They can do that with my kids too. They can do that with my kids too. They can do that with my kids too." So you have purpose. We want you to be that. Because so many of them don't have that in their life. So, 30% of girls will be molested or become pregnant by the age of 13. It's just reality. We need you to step up and be a priority in your kids' life, in your family. That's what the message is today. We're talking about family series. That's what I do every summer. This is so important. Children today are shelved, shuffled, and they're given the what? "Oh, yeah, so I can be happy. Go do my thing and party, man. Go get drunk or something." What a waste. Did you hear me say, what a waste? Now, look, I'm not talking down to you. Somebody has got to shake you by the neck. If you're listening to me here today or on the radio or on the internet. Come on. Why should kids? Well, kids can't do anything really, so that's what we do to them. You know, they're just kids. What can they do about it? Give priority. Oh boy, what's that R? Be what? Be what? Okay. Oh, how many feel like you're getting beat up today? You? Good. Not trying, really. She's got a good attitude. Give family your best. Don't want you to feel beat up, but I'm fixing to have surgery tomorrow, and I believe it's probably going to hurt. But I'm hoping it's going to be rewarding. Amen? So this might hurt a little. It might even open some wounds for us as parents and maybe some bad decisions we've made and things like that in the past. I think it's okay if that wound opens up just a little bit, because if I can get some healing going, I think that'll be a good thing for us. Amen? So don't get negative on it. Stay with me. Number four, five words. The fourth word, people. Say that with me. Give family your best. How can I do that? Enlist and include the positive support of others, especially family and extended family in your family. Did you hear me? People. Keep rolling. People. People. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, edify or encourage one another, even also as you do, that they might teach the young women, the Bible says, to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. And enlist people in your life that's going to help you, ma'am, to love your husband, not to want to cheat on your husband. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Hey, hello. Did you hear me? Fellas,
I don't care if he was your buddy in college. If your buddy in college is not good for your family, well, great. He was your buddy in college. He ain't your buddy now. Did you hear me? Enlist positive. Well, you don't understand. I just love him. He's my buddy. Hey, if he's bad for your family, he's bad for your family. I'm sorry about that, Jack. Enlist positive people. I don't care if they're blood relatives. If blood relatives are bad for your family, not hanging out with them. Why would I subject me? You're not very nice to them. Well, no, kids matter more than that. You matter more than that to us to be put through this. Are you kidding me or what? Am I talking like a crazy man or what? No. Enlist positive people in your life. Let us consider one another to provoke one another unto what? Love unto what? Good works. Don't forsake the assembling or church together, as the manner of some is. But why? Why come to church? So you can be lifted up. So you can be exhorted. So you can get encouragement for your family. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah, that's why we're here. Keep looking. Don't let corrupt communication. Let me tell you something about corrupt communication. Corrupt communication just ain't curse words, baby. Corrupt communication is when it can be gossip, but it can also be other stuff. It can be just being with somebody who's putting you down, or they put others down, or it's bringing your family down. That's corrupt communication. We shouldn't do that to others, and we shouldn't receive that from others. Yes or no? Hey, I can't care if you don't care. If you don't care, then you don't care. But I'm not going to be one that says I don't care. I'm going to be the guy that says I care. Amen. It's up to you if you care. You've got to care for your family, man. It's not going to happen unless you do. And this can be tough sometimes, but the right people. But that which is good for the use of edifying or encouraging, that it might minister grace to the hearers. Finally, be of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful and be courteous and kind to each other. These are the kind of people we need to surround ourselves with in our family. Find people like that. And when you find one like that, don't let them go. Oh, amen, say. You find somebody like that, whether it's blood relatives or other friends, it's a good part of the support of your family. Man, good to have your family around them. You be around them. Your kids be around them. Given it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, shall it be measured to you again. You be that positive influence for others as well. So, we're talking about family. How can I give family my best? Is it giving my best to my family when I bring people into my family's life that's going to tear my family down? Yes or no? Absolutely. Is it good in my life to bring people into my life that's going to cause me to not love my wife or to not love the husband? Is that good for me or not? Say. I don't need to be sitting around a water cooler somewhere at a job or something like that, sitting down with a sweet thing somewhere. You don't need to be doing this, talking about how bad it is and how bad it is. You need to get your tail up and get moving. Hey, yes or no? Well, I don't know about some of y'all. Y'all okay? Care about your family, say. Yeah, I want you to get shook up today. Family matters. Amen. Say that with me. Family what? Come on! Amen. Praise the Lord. Seek help. Seek advice from trusted friends and who? Family. If you want to give your family your best, don't just stay so isolated. If there's a problem, somebody that you can trust that's good for you, talk to them. Y'all listening? Talk to them. Get some help. Positive people. Good people is going to help you in your family. And if you're doing all this together, say that with me. Get what? Get what? Amen. And that's what I want to say to you guys as well. I just thank you for the support for Mitch, for support for Elise, the reinforcements that I've gotten. It's incredible. And now the reinforcements. When I married Kim, I asked you to love Kim and to love the children. You remember me saying that? Oh, yeah, I asked for that. I asked for that. And you have been doing that. You've come alongside. It's a beautiful thing. Abby had a birthday. Mrs. Irwin, you're there at the house with a gift for Abby. And love it. And we don't need everybody to do that. But God has a few that's going to, He's going to touch. He's going to touch their heart. And if God were to touch your heart to be a reinforcement for our family or for the other families that raised their hand today, wouldn't that be a good thing? Say, yeah.
and to care for one another. This is what I'm talking about. You don't have to go it alone. Last point, and I'm going to hush. Promise. Five P's and some R's today. Promise. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of your hands. Happy shall you be, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of your house, your children like olive plants round about your table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless you out of Zion. You shall see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Is that beautiful or what? And guys, you got to just, I'm just asking you to believe God's promise. And you still deal with people. Everything I've said today, sure, you can have people, you can be married to them, you can have children that don't get it and they make horrible choices and it breaks your heart. But don't let what one has done or something's happened here keep you from believing God's promise. God is faithful. People ain't. You know what I'm saying? God is honorable. Sometimes people aren't. But you don't ever stop believing the promise that greatness is possible for your children. Greatness is possible for your children and for your what? For your marriage. Don't stop believing. Are y'all hearing me today? I hope you've heard the word today. Promise. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and destroy. We do have an adversary, the devil. He goes about as a roaring lion. He wants to eat our lunch, man. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have what? Life. And that you might have it more abundantly, or life to the full. So God wants to bless you. Are you hearing me today? God wants to bless you. God wants to bless your family. Seek ye first the kingdom of who? And His what? And all these things shall be added unto you. God won't, you've got to believe that. Guys, you've got to believe the promise of God is with you, is behind you. Give it all you've got because it will be worth it in the end. Say that with me. Give it all you've because it'll be. Now, who am I to stand up here today and talk? Well, I have the job. So that's me. A lot of you have a lot more wisdom in a lot of areas in family than I do. But here I am. But I am at a place in my life now. I'm 52. I know I don't look it, but that's beside the point. Every time I say that, Roger wants to throw up. That's why I say it, just to see him. But anyway, here's the point. I'm 52. And this morning, I over here saw Mitch and Elise. To my left, I see Kim and Hannah. And I saw Abby and Danny a little earlier. Been through the ringer some. But I see the promise of God. Do you hear me today? I see the promise of God. What I'm doing today is I'm recommending Jesus to you today. I'm recommending Jesus' plan, Jesus' path. God's Word is true. You can have a great family. What if mess happened to you? Well, join the club. How many have had mess happen to you in family? That was just a mess I went through. How many made it? Let me see your hand. Made it? Come on! That's what we want for you. We want you to know you can make it, you can be blessed, and we're actually here to try to help you do that. Amen. Say. So, today, give family your best, and then I like this one. Expect what? Expect reward. Expect reward. On the other night, it was Abby's birthday. My former in-laws both had passed away years ago. And I loved them. And you that knew me, know me, knew I loved them. Some of you in the audience knew me well enough. And they're in heaven. Well, Abby's birthday. Who comes to Abby's birthday but Grammy and Pop Pop? And it was just, I was able to sort of relive again the promise of God. And to see this grandma and this granddaddy loving them little young'uns. And then that night after they left, we let the kids stay up a little late and had a movie. And and Abby over there, little six-year-old now. I'm sitting on the couch. 52 I am. And Abby moves over there next to me and curls up under me. And now Danny, she's three, and Danny says things like this now. She'll say something and I ain't listening because she'll drive you up the wall. Okay? However, she wants my attention. And she wants to tell me something. She'll say, no, look. Come look. Well, I ain't heard her five times she's been saying it. No, look. Look. See, I matter to her. Y'all hearing me now? And I matter to Abby. What I'm saying is, wow, I stand in a pretty interesting spot right now to preach this message to you today. Do you hear me? You get my gist or did I lose you with the psychobabble? I see the good here, the excellent. Last week was my birthday week. Me and Elise went and had lunch last Saturday. She and me, Bonefish Grill. Wednesday night, my son and I go have supper together. Guess where? Bonefish Grill. And in between, I had parties and I had times at the beach with the little ones. I'm just saying, it's not a bad thing to give your best for your family. And I come up short. I'm still learning. It's not an easy thing for me to transition from here to over here. Oh, yeah. Feel like I'm a crazy man. But is it worth it? It's worth it. It's worth it. Say it's worth it. It's worth it. One more time. It's what? It's worth it. So I stand today in betwixt two, I would say. Older and some younger. Some familiar and there's some unknown territory. And I'm going to believe the promise of God. I ask you to do the same for your family. Regardless, believe God is faithful. Amen. Passion, be realistic. Purpose, be ready. Priority, be responsible. People, get reinforcements. Promise, expect reward. And always do this. Give your best. B-E-S-T. Give your best. Give your best. Give your best. Speak up. Build them up. Give it up to them and step it up for them. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for the word today. I think it's a good word. Good word. Thank you, Lord. Good word. Good word. I was ugly. Sorry.